this is really exciting for us in the Guardian Media Group because, as many of you know here, we are in a sector and industry that is going through fundamental structural change at a pace that I don't think anyone ever expected several years ago. And trying to find people who understand the pace of that change and want to work with that is very, very difficult, who recognise the need to change, recognise the pace of change. So very encouraged, and Will started talking to us a while back about the ideas of the Innovation Centre and something that we think we can get involved in, because the Innovation Centre, as we're looking at, intrigues me because it's talking about open being at the heart of everything. It's that open agenda that we really believe in, and something we believe is not just a journalistic position we take. We're much more broad group than just a journalism. It's actually something that can really be strong commercially as well. Been lots of innovative ideas before, we've all seen them, but it's that core philosophy of being open that really underpins what we're doing and what I think a lot of the work is doing in the coming months ahead. Therefore, we're very excited to be a founding partner of the Innovation Centre. And open is a great way of growing and innovating and finding a way through structural challenges, especially internationally, especially for UK firms who are trying to find a way to grow at a faster pace, getting an international audience, and that's what we believe in. So what do we mean as a group by being open and being innovative? First of all, we mean that open fundamentally is a great way of extending reach for us. It takes us from being a UK-focused organisation to being international very, very quickly. So the Guardian newspaper, several hundred thousand people read it in the UK every day, but over 50 million people last month individually came to the website, and we get 2.5 to 3 million people coming to the website every day. If you embrace that change and look at it a different way, you suddenly become a very different business over a very quick time frame. Secondly, open within our journalism allows our readers to become part of the debate and really engage with us. So there's good examples we've done through the Tomlinson work and the riots coverage recently. We're using a lot of our reader input to gain and improve and enhance what we're doing. Just like open also allows us to bring more content in. We have the largest scientific blogging community in the world now, we believe. And we're also working very strongly in collaboration like we did in things like WikiLeaks, which an open platform and open ways allow to do this. But as CEO, the journalism is obviously critical, but it's also much more important we find commercial ways to make money, and we're doing that. So we have the first API, an open platform where people can broadcast our content. And we've got some very innovative and interesting commercial deals with people like Amex, Visit England as well, to try and take our content and broadcast it through API contents. We have a strong sustainable business platform as well, which is growing with very excited innovation there. And we also have strong innovation in some of our other companies like AutoTrader, which has only been able to grow and be successful because it is an open website and works very strongly. So in summary, a lot of change going on. We see open and innovation as a key way forward for our group, and that's why we're very interested to learn from the other members of the group. And that's what we're really involved in here. So it's a means of